Thank you for calling Omax Health. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Sir, I can't hear you. Speak for me.
This is Omax Health. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
My name is Dimitri, sir.
Hold on a second. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
All right. What is your name?
My name is Demetrius.
Dimitri, you're the supervisor, right?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Well, she transferred over to you because she couldn't handle it. And did she give you all the information that I provided to her so that I don't have to repeat?
No, sir. What's the problem here?
Do you have a manager I can speak to? Because
I am the supervisor, sir. How can I help you?
Okay. That's all right. Basically, I bought Omax Sleep, and apparently I tried that product. It didn't work. I'm getting noise. Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, because all of a sudden you end up getting noise. But anyway, I explained to the lady, it didn't, then I got an email when I said it didn't work. I was going to explore other products, and I got an email back indicating I would get a full refund, and apparently the lady had problem finding it, and so that's what I was checking on, and also I was going to explore what other products you have since this Omax Sleep didn't help. What other products you have that might that I might consider buying for the sleep situation, because what it's supposed to do is basically go to sleep quicker, stay asleep longer, and if I do get up, it will help you go back to sleep quicker. So that's not what happened. So as I said, first of all, they sent me back, we'll give you a full refund, and but when I went through the responding to that email, it went through the process. They gave me a RMA number, and it said, hold on, let this call go to my secretary here. Okay, looks like I'm going to let her take the phone call. But basically, they gave me a confirmation number for me processing your request, and that's the RMA number I have. So I was checking, I was supposed to get an email back confirming that they did receive my the one I processed, but I didn't hear back any email. So that's what I was checking on and see whether the refund has been issued.
No, sir, there was no refund issued. The only way a refund would be issued if you sent the product back within 30 days.
Well, it's less than 30 days, but keep in mind, I did try your product for a while just to make sure I'm not giving up that quicker. Okay, and so basically that didn't happen. That's the reason I'm returning it. I still have the bottle, that the one that I have not used. I can send it back to you. That's really not a problem, but the product didn't work.
Okay, well, yeah, there's not.
Let me tell you, the lady offered me 50% refund, and then I told her that's not acceptable. She said, let me transfer to the supervisor. So that's where she left. And now, do you have my account?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty, so you got the account. Anyway, basically, your email back to me said they didn't ask me to send the bottle back, which I can, I still have the one that I have not used, I still have that. I can send it back if you want to. But, you know, I don't know much about your company. Someone said try it, so I was trying it, but it just didn't work. So what I was asking is get this refund settled and also explore what other product you have that I might be interested in buying.
We can't do a full refund of the product just because, I mean, if it didn't work, sir. I mean, the 50% refund just would be all like we could do as a courtesy for you if you didn't send the product back.
Well, what I'm saying is I can send the product. Then why did I get that email back that you would issue a full refund?
What did that email say and where did it come from, sir?
It came from you guys.
Read it out because there's no email sent here.
Well, let me see whether I can find that. Because that I responded that email. That's how, after I processed this, that's how I got this RMA number. Do you see RMA 127839? That's responding.
127839.
Yeah. That's the number it gave me on that. And then I sent back. They said they will respond by email, but so far I have not.
There's nothing for that. What did you say? You said, what was the numbers?
127839. That is, I believe it was processed. I processed it either yesterday or day before. I don't have the exact.
You processed it yesterday or the day before?
Right.
What do you mean? Like you tried to order something yesterday?
No. I didn't order because your email said, click this link. That will tell you exactly how to process the refund. That's it. When I clicked that link, it went to one of your refund sites. Then I filled all the information that you all asked for. Then I clicked. Then it said, went out to you guys and with this confirmation number, RMA number. That's what I gave. It just gave me.
For what product?
I bought only one product. That's the Omax Sleep. That's the only product. How difficult for you to understand that I'm repeating so many times?
Sir, it's not difficult at all. It's just difficult for you to explain it, sir, because I'm not understanding what you're talking about.
No, look.
Because, like I said, sir, there's no email here. That's why I'm letting you know. There's no email here about a refund or anything of that nature. The only way we issue a full refund is if you send that product back within 30 days.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, I bought this, whatever that's unused, I can send it back. Let's see. I bought this product from you. What is it? It's one. Yeah. That's the auto information. It was done January
13th,
and ship date was 14th. So today is the 14th, 13 days, whatever. It didn't say anything about 30 days, but anyway, it says, you know, fill this link, and we'll send it to you guys. I said, just credit back to my credit card that I paid. That's where we left.
No, sir, for us to issue any type of full refund, you probably went to the Omax return site and they probably told you to return the back for a full refund.
Well, if you want to, I can return the bottle back, the one that I've used, because the only way I would know whether it worked or not, by using part of it, I still have the rest of the product.
Well, it has been more than 30 days, sir, so that's kind of, you wouldn't be able
to
do that,
30
sir.
Days? Today is, I didn't even know about the 30 days. Today is 14th, which is 30 days.
It started on the 13th, sir. So your 30 days was yesterday. Yes,
but
sir.
It says, the ship date was 14th.
Right.
I didn't get it for 3 or 4 days, or probably 4 days after that. So I got it on probably on the 18th or 19th. So I didn't even have it for 30 days.
It's 30 days from when you order it, sir. You ordered it on the 13th. It got shipped out on the 14th.
That doesn't make any sense. How can it be 30 days when I have not even gotten the product?
It's 30 days from when you order it, sir. That's how it is,
sir. You know, that policy kind of stinks. You know, what do you explain? You say one thing on the email and you tell me something else. Let me ask you this. Do you really want me to consider looking at other product in your list, or just bad faith that you guys don't take care of it and then move on from there? You know, there are a lot of CBD companies that sell. Then someone mentioned I was going to try it. You know, with what you are explaining to me, don't really good taste in my mouth.
Well, sir, I wouldn't know what email you're talking about because we don't have anything about the email you're talking about, sir. So I can only go by what's on the account.
Well, I gave you the RMA number they gave me for processing my request.
Okay, that's the RMA. We don't even provide RMA numbers in it for this, sir. That's the thing.
Then why?
All you have to do is send the product back within 30 days to get a full refund. Like I said, you probably went to that You probably went to the OMAX return site and probably filled out information and didn't finish it or didn't return it.
It didn't ask for me. If they had asked me, I would have been glad to send it back. You know, usually they give me a label or something, then that's what we do for Amazon. All we do is they send us a label and then you put that label on and ship it back to you. That was really not a problem because I order online with so many different companies. This is the only one that's yours is a little different. Look, if it is too, just go and issue the 50% refund. I'm not going to haggle with you. I'm not too happy with it, but that's okay. And give me a confirmation number for my phone call. And I just credit back to my account, then we'll be good to go. Because I don't have a whole lot of time to argue with you.
All right. We'll issue the 50% refund for you. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You'll get a confirmation email to your email address. Let you know the account's been canceled and refunded.
Well, tell me, I'm on my computer right now. I have not gotten any email yet.
Right, because it hasn't been put through yet, sir. I'm still in the process of doing it. It'll be put through momentarily.
Okay, because you see, you guys losing it, I got to have confirmation from you that I did talk to you, and this is what you agreed to do. Which I'm not happy with it, but I'll live with it, and then I'll move on from there.
Okay. But,
yeah, send me an email. Make sure I got it. Because I don't want to keep calling and haggling with all that because it goes to your call center. That lady didn't know what to do, but you just you don't have a good system.
We do, sir. I do apologize if you feel that way, but there's no email confirmation. About anything about what you're talking about, sir?
No. We went through all that.
Right.
I don't have any email confirming that this you have agreed to credit back, just like what you said.
Right, because I'm still in the process of doing that, sir.
Okay, go and do that.
Because you're still asking me questions, so I'm trying to answer those and whatnot,
okay,
sir.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. Go and process that. And I'll wait till you send me the email.
All right. Mm-hmm. I should have a refund for you. I should, that email should be with you momentarily.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, I have not received the email yet.
It should be coming, sir.
Okay, so stay on the line. Don't rush me.
I'm not rushing you, sir, because it's going to come to your email.
Yeah, with all the... let's see, you said, right? Let me look at the spam, whether it went to spam. I don't have you know, here, let me read the one I got this morning. It says your return request RMA 127839 for order number that has been approved. Please follow the shipping below. So it talks about that, and I just click the link and follow the instruction. That's all what I've gotten so far. This actually came through spam. I don't see any other spam or in my inbox.
Let me see here.
Yeah. As long as it comes through, I don't know why it even comes through spam. So... Can you spell my email address for me?
We have the correct email, sir. You received the email from us before, correct?
Yeah. Okay. We got the Gopi Swami. I'm trying to make sure Gopi Swami at yahoo.com.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Now, do you have the email here?
Yeah.
Go ahead. GOPYSWAMY at Yahoo.
Yeah, that's Yam as in Mary. Yeah, you got it. Do you want me to look on inbox? I don't see it. Let me go to spam again. I don't see any email now. The only thing I see is the one it says 11:03 a.m. When you send that, what time does it show on the email? Eastern time, Central time? Here it shows 11:03 a.m. I don't know whether how it fits in your email system.
How does it do what now? I'm sorry.
No, what I'm saying is it says the only... email I got is at 11:03 a.m. this morning. There is nothing that came in when you sent it. I don't see any email I got so far. I'm trying to get off the phone just to make sure that I have a, you know, have a confirmation from you about your processing that. So that's all I'm looking for. And I don't have it so far.
All right, I do understand that. Give it up to 30 minutes, sir.
Okay, if you want to do that, but give me a reference number if I call back, then it goes through. So I don't have a whole lot of time to go back and forth. What is
every account is located, sir, so any agent will see that the refund has been issued.
Yeah, okay. Give me the confirmation number for your refund thing that to refer my call. So what is the confirmation number since I don't have the email?
130-609.
Okay, 130-609. That's you call as confirmation number?
Yes, sir.
And that you have your rotation. Okay. All right. So if I don't get the email in 30 minutes, what do I do?
You can call back, sir.
And waste some more time? Waste some more time?
If you want to put it that way, sir. Calling back confirm your refund, sir.
I've been on the phone for 45 minutes on just simple things. And I'm going through this hassle. Going through your call center and then, you know, dealing with you. And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. Because I run my company business and you got to be more efficient than that. Okay. Alrighty. I'll wait for 30 minutes. So it will show up on my credit card now, right?
Yes, sir. Takes 3 to 7 business days to go back to the account.
All right. So, what time did what time zone are you in right now?
I'm sorry?
Where are you? Are you on the Eastern time or the Pacific time?
It's 4 o'clock here, sir.
4 o'clock. It's actually 4:33. I'm on Central time.
Right.
So yours 4:33, right? So you're on the same time. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you much.
No problem, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you?